Zach Eichner is a musician from Adelaide, and he's about to drop his new single, Her Time, Her Mind. And Afters are lucky enough to be premiering the song on the show right after we have a chat with him. Zach, thanks so much for having a chat to us.
Thanks for having me, mate. How are you?
Good, mate. Good. So what I want to know, where did your music journey start?
So, early days, I wasn't much of a sleeping child. So when my dad and my uncle would be having a few beers, they'd pin me down and make me listen to Elvis and all those old classics that really got me into it.
Yes.
So it grew from that, really. I got my first guitar when I was 3, my first mic when I was 4, and I pretty much haven't stopped.
Haven't stopped. So you were a part of a duo called High Tide, and then now you've gone solo.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
But I'm still in the duo. Like, we still play every now and then, but, it's not a conflict of interest or anything. It's just, we've both got priorities and, I wanted to really push it while I don't want to say I'm in my prime because I haven't done as much as I'd like to in my prime.
Well, are you 22?
21.
21. Oh, you're not 22 yet, mate.
No, you're still a baby.
Only a baby. So you write all your own stuff and you produce a bit yourself. Can you tell us about your writing process and, you know, when you produce something, how do you do it? How do you come up with it?
So it all started with Dopamine, my debut single, which I brought out maybe 7 months ago, 8 months ago. And those were the first set of lyrics that I ever wrote that I was actually really, really stoked with. And I've always tried to write as much as I can with ambiguity and keep it all the messages as subtle as possible so as many people can get something from it, because I don't want it to be specifically like, oh, I love you, I love her, all this sort of stuff, because I want anybody to be able to get any sort of meaning from all of my songs, which sort of is relayed in the production as well, because I try to find a nice balance between electronic and organic and try to create my own style, and all the reverbs and everything are done analog, so nobody can really recreate that.
So you have your laptop and you've got like Ableton on it, and you just start putting stuff down through that. And
so basically the demos always come from Ableton. I just, in my little studio at home, I'll just bang stuff out with that. I always just put a simple drum loop behind most things when I'm just doing demos, and the keys usually start things, and guitar, and then I'll add bass. Generally, they're structured around the lyrics because all my songs are very vocal driven.
Yeah.
It all comes together slowly. Then I head to a studio, my mate's studio, Matt Cooper Productions. Should probably give him a shout out because he saved my life many a time. We head there and we just spend some time together and we co-produce it together. He's an absolute genius of a sound engineer, a freak. So if I'm saying something and I can't relay it on the computer, he manages to do it.
That's so cool.
Blink of an eye.
I get massive like Chet Faker vibes from your music. Can you tell us who your biggest musical influences are?
Chet Faker is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
Well, Nick Murphy as well.
Nick Murphy, he's changed his name, hasn't he?
Bon Iver, he's a big one. Matt Corby, I love Matt Corby, but it also stems out to people like Alt J, and like I love Sticky Fingers and I love people like that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether anybody can hear that sort of stuff in my music, but
yeah, no, they're all, they're it's all a bit of a mix of everything. And your latest track, which we are premiering here on Afters FM, is called Her Time, Her Mind. Can you tell us what it's about?
It was a bit of a funny one. Everyone tells me I write pretty depressing songs, so I tried to keep this one a little bit upbeat.
Yeah.
But basically, it's your typical story of, you know, used to see a girl and sort of turned into everything that she said she hated, and I don't know, bit sick of always rolling over and doing whatever she wanted to do.
Yeah,
so I sort of put my foot down and wrote a subliminal song about it.
Fair enough, mate. Now, our tagline here at Afters FM is "What matters to you." So, Zach, what matters to you?
You do, Sean Brown.
Oh,
you do.
Thanks, mate. That's a great answer. That's a great answer. It's probably the best answer we've had throughout the whole of Afters FM.
Oh, I'm glad.
Well, here it is. Zach Eichner's latest track, Her Time, Her Mind. And when's it going to be released, Zach?
The launch is in Adelaide. If there's any Adelaide listeners, at Happy Sally on the 16th of September. And it'll go live during that performance.
Very exciting. We've got the first play here on Afters FM. Zach Eichner with Her Time, Her Mind. It's the comfort.